Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, January 24th. U.S. equity futures attempted to rally overnight. They've since faded very hard. So you have Nasdaq futures essentially flat to down. They're moving very quickly right now. So these prices are probably subject to change by the time you listen to it. But you know, the direction is a very hard fade off of the overnight highs. S&P futures are up about 7 points. That's about 16 basis points. Dow futures are up a similar percent, which is about 60 points. The European indices are trading down about 1.5%. You're seeing mild outperformance in some of the safe haven groups like staples and telecom. Everything else is for sale. Industrials, basic resources, tech is down over 2%. Tech is down nearly 3% in Europe. And then Asia was a little bit more mixed overnight. So I don't think there's really any major news out that over the weekend as far as the macro narrative is concerned. Flash PMIs today were somewhat inconclusive. You did have some glimmers of encouraging trends on the manufacturing front in Europe. Market economics talks about how there was a mild alleviation of supply chain strains, but services were impacted by the Omicron spike. So the services PMI slumped month on month. You are seeing some ominous headlines out of the whole Russia, Ukraine, US crisis situation. That's certainly not helping sentiment, but this has not been the driver of the price action year to date. I know there is a lot of headlines are citing Russia this morning for the price action, but I really do not think this has been a geopolitical driven market at all. I think it's more of an excuse than anything else. The primary drivers of price action year to date remains stimulus withdrawal, the effects that's having on multiples, and in the last several days, really as of last week, there are growing concerns around earnings. So not only are people nervous about the multiple being placed on earnings, it's now the earnings estimates themselves. So you have this kind of dual track sell-off that's weighing on markets. That's really the big theme. And markets are just kind of waiting for more clarity before they get comfortable on both fronts. And this week will probably be the most important five-day stretch of all of Q1. You're going to have a ton of earnings reports. You're going to have the Fed on Wednesday. You're going to have some big inflation numbers on Friday in the US. So you're going to get a lot of color and clarity around those two trends, stimulus withdrawal and earnings. But I think until you start to see more clarity, investors are just really operating in a vacuum, and there's really very little appetite right now to be a hero, to go out on a limb and do anything all that dramatic on the risk front. So all that being said, you know, like I said, really nothing on incremental news today. I've been writing a lot on various different macro topics. So I do think that you can have a rally this week, into the Fed, perhaps maybe coming out of the Fed immediately. I think, again, the narrative around U.S. monetary policy has swung too far out on the hawkish end of the spectrum. I clearly think the Fed is going to be tightening. I think all central banks are tightening other than China. But I think in the near term, the combination of very oversold prices, very negative sentiment, and then again, just the policy narratives getting a little bit too ahead of itself, I think all that can help to drive a rebound rally. But again, I think that should be faded. I continue to think you're going to have for the next couple of quarters at least, this kind of stimulus withdrawal narrative that is going to be weighing on multiples. I have previews for all the major events this week, including 35 individual earnings previews for the 35 biggest reports. And then I put out a piece on crypto over the weekend. You have Bitcoin this morning, continuing to come for sale, fell below 34,000. So check out that crypto piece, for my thoughts on that whole area of the world. Nothing all that major on the earnings front yet this morning. You had Philips out today, but they already had a pretty nasty pre-announcement. So I don't think investors are learning a lot there. You have Halliburton in the US before the open. You have IBM after the close. Those are the only major reports for today in the US. You also will get the flash PMIs in the US out at 9:45. So that is really essentially everything for today. Like I said, no major news. It's a lot of just recapping everything that's happened last week and then waiting for all the big events that are going to be occurring over the coming five sessions. So check out all those other macro pieces. I've linked everything in the piece and everything is up on the website. And that is everything for today, Monday, January 24th. Thank you for listening.